Reflex, written by Dick Francis and read by Tony Britton.
George was a natural-born dragger-down. Newspapers might mourn the passing of his snigger-raising pictures, but there had been little sorrow in the changing room the day Steve told us his father had driven into a tree. Out of liking for Steve himself, no one had said much. He had listened to the silence, though, and he knew. He had been anxiously defending his father for years, and he knew. Trudging back in the rain, it seemed odd to me still that we wouldn't actually be seeing George Millais again. His image, too familiar for too long, rose sharply in the mind. Bright, clever eyes, long nose, drooping moustache, twisted mouth, sourly smiling. A terrific photographer, one had to admit, with an exceptional talent for anticipation and timing, his lens always pointing in the right direction at the right moment. A comic, too, in his way, showing me, less than a week ago, a black-and-white glossy of me taking a dive, nose to ground, bottom up, with a caption written on the back, "Philip Knorr, arse high to a grasshopper." One would have laughed, but for the genuine ill-will which had prompted his humour. One might always have at least tolerated his debunking approach, but for the cruelty sliding out of his eyes. He had been a mental thrower of banana skins, lying in wait to scoff at the hurt, and he would be missed with thankfulness. When I finally reached the shelter of the veranda outside the weighing room, the trainer and owner were waiting there with the expected accusing expressions. "Misjudged things pretty badly, didn't you?" said the trainer aggressively. He took off a stride too soon. "Your job to put him right." No point in saying that no jockey on earth could get every horse to jump perfectly always, and particularly not a badly schooled rogue. I simply nodded and smiled a shade ruefully at the owner. "Might try him in blinkers," I said.
"I'll decide about that," said the trainer.
"You're not hurt, are you?" asked the owner timidly. I shook my head. The trainer brusquely stamped on this humane, jockey-orientated inquiry, and wheeled his money source away from the danger that I might say something truthful about why the horse wouldn't jump when asked. I watched them go without rancor, and turned towards the weighing room door.
I say, said a young man, stepping in front of me. Are you Philip Knorr?"
"That's right."
"Well, could I have a word with you?"
He was about 25, tall as a stork and earnest, with office-coloured skin. Charcoal flannel suit, striped tie, no binoculars, and no air of belonging where he stood in the business-only section of the racecourse.
"Sure," I said. "If you'll wait while I check with the doctor and get into something dry."
Doctor?
He looked alarmed.
"Oh, routine, after a fall. I shan't be long."